Well, it's always good to welcome an old friend to What's Next and one of the country's leaders in the IT sector. Douglas Woolley is the General Manager for Southern Africa and Vice President for Sales at Dell Technologies. Doug, when they call you a veteran, what comes to terms? Because you've been in the business for such a long time, and I don't think that there's very few people in the country that knows this business of the IT market than you. I mean, you've had various iterations and you know this business well. When they call you a veteran, do you feel a bit old?
Yeah, I do. Okay, it feels a bit like a Woolly sandwich past your sell-by date. So hopefully I'm not that old and that I can still contribute. But yeah, I've been around and been fortunate enough to work for some fantastic companies and work in a very exciting industry. I think you would notice as well, just being part of it. It's an industry that just moves at pace and, changes things on the fly. So, yeah, I've been very fortunate. And, let's do away with the veteran word.
Okay. Well, listen, you've still got so much knowledge to impart in the industry. And I always love chatting to you because you've got such interesting insights into where it's going, what it's doing, how it's evolved. You've guided Dell South Africa through an incredible period during load shedding and during the COVID pandemic. It's been absolutely fascinating to see what's happened. And of course, the world right now is evolving constantly. I mean, you and I have had many conversations on AI and generative AI and how that's going to change. But, it's all about sustainability at the moment, isn't it? People are talking about the planet. You just have to look at the current weather conditions that we're experiencing and what's happening globally, and you look at the various forums that have happened and what countries' views are on sustainability. Dell is no stranger to this, and this is one of the things that's impressed me about Dell. I mean, even when I order products and I look at how disposable the products are, the monitors that I ordered, that everything is biodegradable in some way or another. You're using stuff that's been reclaimed from different parts of the earth to make the stuff. And it makes me as a customer feel good. So what is happening at the moment at Dell Technologies with sustainability and, Dell Technologies in South Africa? Because I'm sure you've got some fascinating insights and views on sustainability and what Dell is doing, because you guys seem to be doing so much around that.
100%, okay. And I think, we definitely want to double down in South Africa around the sustainability message. As a broader organization, it's been part of the mantra and part of the value system and also part of our 2030 vision as an organization. But I think what we want to do is personalize it and make it real in the South African market. At a corporate level, I think we do a lot around packaging, the way that we design products. But, how do we take it and make it more real in the South African environment? And, there's quite a lot of stuff that you'll see come out of Dell South Africa in the next few months. But 17% of our electronic waste is recycled. And that's just too small. And I think, as an industry leader in this space, we have to double down and we have to make sure that we're at the forefront of this. So, Dell South Africa years ago was one of the founding members of ERA. And we want to try and see how we can use our impact to really drive this message. And you're 100% right. Never the time to not start something like this. We see the impact on climate change. I mean, just look at the news in South Africa over the last 48 hours and you will realize it's real. And I think just as a good corporate citizen and as a good corporate South African citizen, we have to take the lead and we have to drive this message very, very clearly with intent.
Well, absolutely, Doug. I mean, and that's the word. The word is lead, because you guys have been leading through this even before things like ESG became sexy words and, people spoke about those 2030 targets. Dell was there and you were already pioneering in that space. And of course, all the big organizations, I look at the banks and what their ESG targets are all talking about 2030, and they've got to be huge changes that are going to be made. Now, in a world that's littered by pollution and waste, Dell Technologies has taken massive strides, as I mentioned earlier, to improve its sustainability. Can you tell us about the Dell Technologies vision for a better future? What does that entail?
Yeah. So I'll just, you know, at a sustainability level, I mean, we set a goal about 3 years ago as a global corporate, our 2030 vision. And from a sustainability perspective, you know, they're two key drivers for us. The first key one is obviously in everything that we design and build as an organization, we want to do that within a closed loop or circular type of, you know, basis. So, you know, try and utilize everything that you manufacture. And to sort of support that, the company is working on every PC or device that we put into the market, we'll take one out and recycle it fully. Then when you look at some of our other sustainability goals, by 2030, 100% of our packaging will be fully sustainable and recyclable and from renewable materials. And by 2030, 50% of all the products we manufacture will be from renewable sources or recycled resources. So those are big statements to make in an organization that's doing hundreds of billions of dollars in revenue a year. You know, you can think of the scale that takes. And then I think we also, you know, we've been, you know, one of those organizations that's been at the forefront of, you know, this revolution as well, where we've started a whole host of organizations. You know, one of the ones which, you know, has an impact is something like the Oceans Plastics Initiative. Mm. You know, and today Dell uses in excess of 50 tons of ocean plastics in its recycling efforts. And that's small, you know, but at least, you know, we're trying to get involved across the board to drive this. But the big driver is obviously making sure that when we design products, when we use materials, that we're very, you know, focused around that closed loop scenario that we're designing to. And yeah, I think we're getting there. It's still a long road ahead, but the commitments there and the commitments there right from the top. And as I said, you know, in South Africa, we want to double down and really make this, you know, something that is meaningful.
No, that's fantastic, Doug. I mean, I look at my XPS 13, and I mean, things like the aluminium, you know, you spoke about the plastic a second ago. I mean, it's extraordinary how many of these, you know, components here come from recycled parts, and it's fantastic for a consumer to feel that and to understand that, you know, you're actually being part of a bigger picture on sustainability globally. And if I'm correct in saying it was 2021 when Dell Technologies announced your sustainability initiative called Concept Luna. It was 2021, right?
Concept Luna, correct, 100%.
Okay, so can you unpack for us and give us an update on its progress? Where are we with Project Luna or Concept Luna?
Concept Luna. So look, Concept Luna is effectively what I was just talking about, you know, that closed loop concept where when you design a product, you take into consideration that you want to make sure that every single design element takes into consideration the items that you use in building it. And that each of those items are either being able to be reutilized into something else or fully recyclable. And we launched that concept, as you said, in 2021. And a whole host of our products already incorporating that design. I mean, one of the PCs that we bring to market today is 80% of the items in it are basically recyclable or reused items. So it's alive and well and effectively not just a pipe dream anymore. It's being utilized across the board in all the product designs that we do in our laptop, desktop, and PC range, as well as in some of the server areas.
Wow, that's absolutely fantastic. And the momentum that it's gaining from what I'm reading is pretty impressive. You know, it's all, you know, companies talk about sustainability, you know, we talk about sustainability, but many people aren't acting on sustainability, right? They just use that word loosely, but you guys at Dell are actually doing something about it. And it really, sustainability is a concept that must shine through at every level of a business. You know, I mentioned about those 2030 targets, the ESG targets. It has to come from the consumer level to enterprise solutions, which is a massive focus at Dell for it to be really successful. Now, with Concept Luna that's focused on PCs, can you highlight your sustainability efforts on the enterprise side and those enterprise products? For For example, improving the power efficiency of server racks. You know, we know how much energy consumption servers are consuming in the world today, and that's something that Dell is very focused on.
So 100%, and I think, you know, if you go and look at, you know, the data centers are probably the biggest users of power, heating and cooling. And if you go and put that into a context of a South African environment, you know, megawatts upon megawatts of energy are consumed in data centers that are inefficient. And Dell's been on that drive to get energy efficient servers into the market, you know, for many, many a year. And if you take, you know, servers that are 10 years old, we've probably improved on the energy efficiency by about 83%. Just on our last range of product, from our 15G to our 16G products, we're in excess of double-digit energy improvements. So, you know, when you start looking at energy improvement, condensing the server size, you know, there's a whole host of benefits that you get in a data center. And that'll be a massive driver for us this year, is how do we work with customers to do data center consolidation, with a big, big driver around how do we reduce heating, cooling, and space, and how do we get you to a modern on-prem infrastructure that is energy efficient. And we'll work with customers around that. So, you know, look, I'm looking forward to some of the campaigns we're going to drive and some of the stuff that we're going to do with customers moving forward. But that's probably the biggest part where we can make an instantaneous improvement in the environment. And give customers the biggest gain, you know, in rands and cents against. I think, you know, when you're driving sustainability, a lot of that is because you want to do good. But if we can bring a commercial benefit to customers, you know, that's the double whammy. You know, you're doing good, but you're doing it in a commercially responsible way as well.
Yes. And when you talk about those 80% plus efficiencies on server racks, for example, that's kind of massive. And I imagine that, you know, there are still many customers who are using that old technology and older technology that might not be as efficient, but, you know, eventually you've got to look at your sustainability targets. You've got to say that, am I actually running my services and my organization efficiently using the current infrastructure that I have? And you know, there are many examples, and I'm sure you can provide some of the other examples of sustainability initiative practices implemented by Dell Technologies within its own operations. I know you and I have had the conversation about generative AI and how much efficiency and automation and how much of that whole process it takes out of doing things. And I guess that at the end of the day, it makes business sense doing that. And AI, I'm sure, is one of those things that implements those efficiencies in organizations. What are you guys doing at Dell around efficiencies and implementation of these
technologies? So look, I think you're 100% right. So I think there's a double-edged sword to AI. So, you know, we have to be cognizant of that. And I think that's why heating and cooling is an important component. You know, AI servers are gonna be more power hungry.
Yes.
But on the flip side of that, if you use AI as a technology to drive efficiencies, I think you get huge benefits. And that is really just to improve on process, on design, on a whole host of ideas in and ways of how you can measure some of the sustainability targets that you've got. So, you know, you can start just through AI managing your heating and cooling in a data center, and be proactive about it and look at ways of densifying that environment, for example. If you look at processes that you've got, if you can cut out processes to, again, reduce, any process in your business around sustainability, that's another benefit. So I think within Dell, we're trying to drive, obviously, our design in a much smarter and faster way that obviously doesn't require all the resources when you're designing a machine. On the flip side as well, processes, the more processes you can take out, the less resources you use. And I think if you do it in an automated fashion using, you know, predictive analytics or generative AI, you effectively then, you know, see the benefit. So I think it's a combination, you know, where you need to, you know, understand the tech is probably going to suck up more energy, but on the flip side, it will drive a lot of benefit in this area. We're on the learning path here for all of us. I mean, this technology is moving at a rate of knots, and I think we'll learn with it. But I think it's got immense potential, and as an organization, we're already using that in our design of our next generation products.
Doug, you know, I've been to a few of your Dell Technologies World conferences around the world, and I see the stuff that you guys do in the back end. And it's really impressive because it's not just coming within the organization. You engage with external parties to drive that process forward. And I guess sustainability is obviously one of those big focuses. Now, what drives Dell Technologies' sustainability efforts? What makes you want to be better? Because at the end of the day, what you guys do, you're pioneering in this regard. It's you're creating that best practice and you're sharing that knowledge that you're learning with your customers, right? So, how does Dell do it?
Look, I think the first thing is it's ingrained in our value systems. So, you know, sustainability, our whole ESG message is part and parcel of who Dell is. Dell's got this mantra of, you know, wanting to provide a better future for all mankind. It's very much part of the DNA. It's part of our founders' DNA, you know, driving human progress. You know, that's an underpin for Dell. Globally, and you know, as I said, part of the value system. So, I think you know the corporate dictate is to see what we can do in an industry that is fast-paced and changing all the time, and see how we can use technology to drive a better future for everybody. And sustainability is one of those things that we have to do. We've got one planet, and we've got to leave that legacy for the future. And you know, Dell will drive that in any fashion that it can. You know, from a recycling effort into the design of our products, into research and development. So I think wherever we see an opportunity to touch sustainability, we will drive that because it leads to one outcome, and that is to drive human progress and a better, you know, planet and legacy for all. And I think, you know, once that is part of your value system as an organization, it's very easy for, you know, rank and file people like myself to believe in that and drive that even on a you know a more a condensed fashion in a local environment. So, yes. You know, I think the future is bright for us because we'll use technology to you know push that message, and we've got clear goals as an organization. You know, in with our 2030 vision, and they measure it and people are held to account, which is another big thing. You know, we're not just paying lip service as an organization when we're driving sustainability. And at a South Africa level, we definitely want to put the foot down and make sure that we can make that difference in this economy, in this country. And, you know, as an industry, you know, leader around this, we believe that we need to take that torch and run with it.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, for organizations watching this, is you know, a lot of people get that knee-jerk reaction, we've got to do something and, you know, hurry and do something. And this is a process. You know, sustainability is not something that...
It is a process.
You can't do it overnight. You know, you've got to start somewhere and you've got to just start making those differences a percentage or two at a time within your organization. And, you know, you mentioned 2030 and it's just around the corner. You know, it's 6 years away. When you look into the future... and I'm sure that Dell Technologies is looking beyond 2030. What are Dell Technologies' aspirations and goals regarding sustainability? And you said it's embedded, ingrained inside your DNA. And how do you plan to continue advancing this in this area?
Look, so I think, you know, we're a technology company. So, you know, the easiest way for us to drive that is to utilize technology to effectively set up the next set of goals. What they look like, you know, I couldn't tell you categorically because they'll change. You know, I think we, again, you know, even sustainability is moving at pace. And as you said, it's a journey. So, you know, today's goals are probably not tomorrow's goals. But, you know, the key components for us, you know, just as I see them today, is a closed loop design system for all products in Dell. So, you know, utilize every single bit of material in that design and manufacturing process. The next one would be, you know, in any process that we've got is how do we effectively drive a net zero carbon type of footprint. So that's another critical component. You know, look at your processes, and that's inculcated in our business. and then the whole, you know, recycling, you know, one PC in, one PC out type of approach, or one server in, one server out, or one storage device out type of approach, and making sure that our products are, you know, recycled and don't end up in landfills and you know, damage the environment. So, yeah, some clear-cut goals that we've got that will, you know, probably transcend 2030. But I'm sure as an organization, we'll set a whole class of new goals that we'll drive and make sure that they become reality.
Absolutely fascinating. It's always good to chat to you, Doug, and hear your insights on Thanks, all okay. sorts of things, tech. Thank you for joining us. Doug Woolley is the General Manager for Southern Africa and Vice President for Sales at Dell Technologies. Doug, thank you very much for your time, and we wish you well, and congrats on the incredible initiatives that you guys at Dell are with working on with regards to sustainability. Thank you for your time, Doug.
Thanks, Aki. Thanks for the time. Appreciate it.